Nicola, who runs Winelands Explore, has a very fun job. She visits wine farms, she visits websites, and she's realized from her research that wine farms are no longer just places where we grow wine, but it has a diverse range of activities available. It's actually an experience on its own. It's very clever the way in which wine farms have pivoted to be able to be many things to many people so that families can visit. So, Winelands Explore was born out of that curiosity, and it is the only online directory of all the wine farms around the country. It's a unique website designed to help locals and international visitors to find their ideal wine estate. There is nice functionality, and we are looking forward to Nicola telling us how to navigate that Winelands Explore website.
So I must say I'm very excited to discover Nicola's Winelands Explore because I am one of those people who tends to research a lot, and now with the little Baba with us, we have to find places that are child friendly. And what a pleasure it is to discover Winelands Explore because not only does it tell us what activities there are, but it's got a multifaceted offering. And I'm not the expert. Nicola is with us, and she is going to navigate us through this amazing resource. But there's also, and you know that I love the story behind how something started. So Nicola, welcome, a warm, whiny welcome to Jet Setting with Janet. And I'm excited to hear the story of how Wine Explore started.
Good morning, Janet. Thank you so much for having us today. It's lovely to speak with you and all the listeners and tell you about this exciting tool that we have personally found very useful and put it out in 20, created this Winelands Explore in 2021 and has just gone from strength to strength. So thank you again for having us today.
Only a pleasure.
Winelands Explore, in the same situation as yourself with children. And we also have a doggy that travels with us sometimes. And I live in Somerset West, and we are very blessed to be surrounded by beautiful mountains and the sea and so many lovely wine farms. But I found that I was spending so much time going onto each farm's website to see if they had a restaurant, if they were child friendly, was there a jungle gym, could I take my dog? That it would take hours and hours, and it
All
became
those
such
questions that make every
a
adventure so much more, right?
Absolutely. So I thought to myself, well, surely there's got to be an easier way to do this. And that's where we thought of creating a website that would offer a directory with filters. So no matter what you're looking for, whether it's to spoil your loved one with a spa trip, or you're a foodie that loves pairings, we have created this directory with over 30 filters for people to use to find their perfect day out or their
How
ideal wine farm to
amazing is
visit.
that? That is just such a great resource.
Absolutely. And then we took it a bit further and we said, well, let's take all the farms around South Africa. So not just Stellenbosch or Paarl. We literally go from the southern suburbs, all the way through to Franschhoek. We even go along the garden route, and there's even wine farms in KZN. Can you believe it?
Oh my goodness, my hometown has wine farms. I had no idea. I have
Yes,
to check it out.
absolutely. So we have all the farms on there. So you select the area that you're visiting, and then you can go through the filters. And if it's winter and you're looking for a cozy fireplace, or if it is you're a mountain biker or a trail runner, there's, like I say, 30 filters to choose from. So you select those which are applicable, and it'll bring all the farms up for you that fit that criteria. So
Fantastic.
within
So
that
it's
will
like
be
a Google map for wine farms, but with much more detail.
Absolutely, absolutely. Or I liken it to a Property 24. Instead of choosing your bathrooms and your bedrooms, you are choosing your child-friendly or pairings. So yes, making it nice and easy and
That
convenient.
is
And
nice.
then once they do bring up the farms, there will be three pictures. So it gives you an actual idea of what's happening and what the farm looks like. There's a short description as well as all the farm's details, their website and link through, etc., if you want to call and make a booking. So it's all on there.
Fantastic. Now I'm seeing events and I'm seeing candles, and I'm wondering what is the link? Please do tell.
So again, the website just had a need to let people know what was happening in the Winelands. There's so much going on, and I don't think people realize just what's happening. So we have an events page or a calendar where we show all of the things that are happening at the various farms. So whether it is making candles at Babylon Storum or picking herbs to winemakers' dinners, to bubbly festivals, or even mountain biking rides on some of the estates, we have all of the calendar events on there. So you can go and plan for the month ahead and see what sort of events suit you and the family.
Wonderful. Now, Nicola, I am in Paul tomorrow. Our little one loves blueberries. He is a berry muncher. And I actually asked Amy to find me a place where we can pick blueberries. And then we also discovered the alpaca farm, so
Yes. Oh,
we're going to go
lovely.
there as well. But perhaps you have some lovely recommendations for me of what else we can do in Paul so that we can make a day of it.
Absolutely. So, again, that would be a nice, easy one to find. You would, if you did want to go and have a look on the website, you would search in Paul and child friendly, and the some of the ones that are going to come up there. I'm just going to literally go there now. We've got Bacco Estate, which is lovely. They have lawn games for children and all sorts of things as
Oh,
well. Kiddies
you see,
menu.
I didn't even know them. So
Yes,
it's
you've
one
been
of
to
those
Fairview.
places
You can
as well as yeah, Fairview
yes, see the
and
goats.
yes, exactly.
Yes. Another one is Niederberg, which you might also know quite well, but there's also
One of the
Lubberie.
classics.
Yes, absolutely. There's Lubberie or Melissat, which are also child friendly. Reebokskloof is unbelievable for children as well. Many different dams and jungle gyms and grass patches and
Oh,
all sorts of
wow.
things. So lots to offer there as well.
Phenomenal. I might even just do Reebokskloof and the berry picking because, he at 14 months, he might be a little bit afraid of the alpacas. I don't know. And then I would have had a wasted exercise of going to the
True.
alpaca farm. So I
True.
think we must check out Reebokskloof because he has so much energy.
Oh, I'm sure.
He's always, on on Wednesday this week, he tried to climb through the window in the lounge because
Oh,
he
my
saw my
goodness.
sister and she had a ball in her hand. And he was so excited, he just wanted to climb through the window, through the burglar bar to get out.
Goodness.
So you know exactly what I'm talking about. So maybe
I
Reebok
sweet.
might be a good option. So yeah,
Absolutely.
a phenomenal resource. I see it is the only online directory of all the wine farms around the country. Now, I want to ask because I'm sort of involved in the wine world, and I'll tell you about that offline as well. Do people like Westgrow know about this resource?
We've had introductory chats to Westgrow, but we also are very in close contact with all the wine routes. So Stellenbosch Wine
Okay,
Route,
with El
Paul
Marie and
Wine Route.
others.
Yes, SA Wine with Marijke and them. So they know
Wow.
about us, and we've all got the same goal at the end of the day, and it's promoting tourism in this beautiful country. So we
Absolutely.
do. We lean on each other, and there's a lovely relationship and a lovely referral to each other because, as I always say, when the tide rises, it lifts all ships. And, having the same goal and getting people to see this beautiful country and all its offerings that we have is first prize.
Well, Nicola, I want to personally say thank you. You are such a great resource, and I'm sure the country thanks you because how phenomenal to be able to just click and go. It really is quite amazing.
Thank you.
And I'm looking forward to navigating through Winelands Explore. It's been such a pleasure chatting to you. Thank you for spending time with us. It's really a great resource. And thank you for our prize for our listeners. It's really phenomenal. Thank you
It's a
again.
pleasure. Thank you, Janet. Appreciate your time and helping us to get the word out there.
You're welcome, Nicola.